은혜 받으실 하나님 말씀은 로마서 8장 37절에서
This scripture is Romans chapter 8 verse 37 to 39. Romans chapter 8 verses 37 to 39. But all things, these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, no life, no angels, no principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, no height, no depth, no any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
I'm going to deliver a message under the title of Power of Love. Since you felt the love of our Father God and the Lord, and our shepherd, you've been changing yourself greatly for 3 years. You are discovering yourself and your shortcomings. You used to, blame on others. Now, you discover yourself well. So while you listen to the Word of God, you pay attention to others to find yourself. You thought you were good. You thought you were right. Now you realize that you are not true. You have a changing of mind. So now you pray with tears to find yourself and to change yourself. You have to be on the rock of faith or came into spirit if you think of the grace that you received. But as you find yourself now, you think, what am I? Why do I have so many self-righteousness and frameworks? And you compare yourself with those who was born in a good environment and circumstances. And so you may think, what if I had been born in better, circumstance? What if I were younger? What if I didn't have this in the changing of mind or righteousness or frameworks? You have to discover your shortcomings, and you have to find your shortcomings in righteousness. But in the beginning you pray like that, but in the middle you discover or you find or you're confused that you have more self-righteousness and frameworks than others. So you end up, blaming on your environment or your circumstances. So you have to look back if you do that. But the love of Father God does not care about your environment or your past. The more important thing is how yourself has been formed. There is a more important thing than that. That is, how great love you have in your heart. How much you endeavor the great love of Father God in your heart. If you had a greater part of goodness, do you think you could be the better now? The important thing is whether you have the love of Father God in your heart and whether you make a change with that love in your heart. I was greatly touched by the testimony of Pastor Jimin Han in last Mommy magazine. He started to smoke in elementary school and he started to drink in middle school. But when he watched the tears of the shepherd and so felt the love of the shepherd, he realized that the only thing he can do to pay back for the grace that he received from the shepherd is to come into spirit. Because of the computer games, he was addicted. So he just attended the morning service and he went home. So you have to know that even from his testimony, what kind of grace and heart, love you have engraved in your heart. After he put the love of the shepherd in his heart, he realized that to pay back for the grace, and to become pleasure to Him, it is to come into spirit. There was a time that it was, you know, difficult to come in. But, you know, when he listened to the word in the repentance, while senior pastor praying, and he started to pray, he started to repent. After he realized the love of the shepherd, he found to pray is really, you know, pleasing. So he listened to the word of God, and while he was listening to the word of God, while he was praising, he started to shed tears, and he started to repent. Every time when he listened to the word of God and prayed, he ended up giving his aroma of heart to Father God. To accomplish sanctification of your heart, you have to discover your shortcomings, and you have to try to cast yourself off. And you have to realize that. You have to admit that you cannot do it. If you want to do it by yourself, it's difficult. You will get fatigued. Even though you try so hard, to the point of shedding blood, you have to always remember that you can do it in the love of Father God, in the space of the shepherd. Why do you long for New Jerusalem? How do you receive the love and grace? You have to know this reason and then put the reason in your heart, and it should become part of yours. There is no, you know, special equation to cast off sin and get rid of every form of evil. You have to have the fountain of love and grace coming up from your heart all the time. To come into spirit and Holy Spirit by the power of love, first, we should engrave the love and grace that we received in our heart all the time. Please look back. When was the time that you loved Father God most? When was the time that you loved Father God most? Right now, if you can confess like this, you are the one who is happiest. I asked this question. Then some said, when I was a new believer, well, that love that you had when you were a novice believer should be the least love. If you can confess that the love that right now I have is the biggest one. Our Lord died because of our sin. And we realize that, you know, Father God, God becomes our Father. So we shed tears. But through the word of God, delivered by senior pastor, we came to realize the love of Father God more. Now we realize that even when we undergo trials, Father God didn't leave me alone. Father God loved me and held me on His side. We have to realize that. We have to realize that Father God walked with me and Father God stayed with me. That kind of love, that kind of emotion should be in our heart. Because the love that we received is so great, our love for Father God should be greater. We confessed, we love you. But 10 years later, 20 years later, that love should be deeper and greater. When I listened to his testimony, I asked myself, what kind of confession I made to Father God? What kind of confession I made when I was in 10s or 20s? What about in 30s? There were times that I confessed when I was in 10s or 20s. I shed many tears. You know, I cannot live away from my family. I cannot live away from my Father and the Lord and the Shepherd. If I go to other place in heaven, while my senior pastor and all other family goes to New Jerusalem, you know, I cannot stand that. So that's when I shed many tears. When it was like 2002 to 2006, my prayer was, I want to become a child in the bosom of the Lord. During the Daniel prayer meeting, when I was walking, when I was praying, I shed tears. And I came to realize deeper love. And even now, I feel even greater love of Father God now. I cannot live staying away from my shepherd. That's when I thought about that, I shed many tears. I make a confession that I have many shortcomings to come into Holy Spirit, and I ask Father God's strength. Whenever I wake up, whenever I go to bed, whenever I praise or pray, whenever I give worship service, I give my deep love of confession of deep love with all my heart. Of course, I have many shortcomings. I have many things that I have to change. But I give my confession of deep love first. When I was a young man, I've never, singing praises, from lips only. I am quite, I'm not so optimistic. But when I sang praise and I stood up alone, and I lift my hands up because I was so thankful for the love of Father God and grace. And I should praise even better now. Back then, I sang praise to Father God with all my heart. So I asked myself whether I'm doing the same thing or even I do better every day. And I ask myself and pray to do it better. Let my love for Father God become deeper, and let me pray more desperately to Father God. When I start my prayer, I always make a confession why I have to go to New Jerusalem. Whenever I start my prayer, I start my prayer with this confession. I have to go to New Jerusalem because my Father's throne is there, my Lord is there, my Shepherd is there, and the Holy Spirit is helping me. And my Shepherd doesn't give up on me. I have to be there. I have to go there. I should be ready to go to New Jerusalem anytime. That's what I want. I pray like this. Dear brothers and sisters, to engrave the grace in your hearts. I mean, we have Sunday morning service, evening service, Wednesday service, Friday service, and every day we have Daniel prayer meeting. If you truly desperate for it, and if you pray with a longing heart, then you have to pray with tears, with great longing. Can you make it one day, but you cannot on another day? Every day you have to make it such a day. While I was watching the crusade in Japan, I was greatly touched by the special performance by the power team. Even though not many people are there, they are singing praises and they, danced so passionately before the congregation. So, every time you sing, every time you dance, every time you pray, I mean, you are so happy to see them, right? Just as they were happy. Well, you are touched one day. But the other day, I mean, if you can do that every day, you have to ask yourself, you have to pray, you have to sing praises all the time with such emotion all the time. Every day, you have to engrave the love in your heart, and we have to pray and sing praises with such emotion and inspiration. Until you have that kind of things coming out automatically every time. Those who increase their faith, so quickly, if you look at them, whenever they sing praises, whenever they pray, they always do it with such great love and passion in their hearts. You have to have that kind of heart. Until you have that kind of habit, you have to do it all the time. Some people have a habit of sleeping. I came from far distance. I'm so tired today. I work so late. And they sleep habitually. But they don't think, they slept, they dozed off during the prayer time. But if you, there are people, who have, habit of praying so desperately. They always pray in neat position. with tears and inspiration. Even though we are in the same space, since we pray differently like this, the result is different. John 4:24, our Lord said, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. Can you remember how our senior pastor prays? Senior pastor prays when we begin our special prayer meeting. And at the end of our annual prayer meeting, senior pastor prays. And you can see how desperately he prays for us with great love. We thought he's going to stop his prayer very quickly. But, you know, he ended up praying for like over 20 minutes. For Mrs. Bong and Lee, for you and me, for every part of this church, he prayed with all his heart. He tried to touch even the sin hidden inside our heart. He prayed in great detail like that. See, if you could remember how senior pastor prays for us, it will help you. You know, I sit by Pastor Soo Jin Lee, right? And Pastor Soo Jin Lee's prayer voice can be heard to this front altar. Someone said that, you know, somebody tried to imitate Pastor Soo Jin Lee. Even though she looks so gentle, but her voice is so strong because she prays with all her heart and strength. When she claps, you know, it looks very gentle, but you know what? The sound is so noisy. And when you look at her, you know, hands, you can see some red spots on her, you know, hands, because she, you know, holds her hands too tight. She prays every day like that, so desperately. She has the habit of such prayer. So ask yourself, okay, I, you know, fell asleep because, you know, I was too tired. Anytime, any place, whoever delivers the message, you have to worship in spirit and truth. Whoever leads the singing praise, you have to praise in inspiration. After a special prayer meeting, that's not over. Now, we have to pray until December. I mean, even after that, we have to pray to go into Rock of Faith and Spirit. Our prayer should be special. Our prayer should become more pleasure and right, proper in the sight of God. Some people say that, you know, if I would like to, you know, remember the love and grace whenever I pray, but, you know, I cannot remember. Well, I like to give this kind of advice. Try to remember the love and grace that you received even for this year. What kind of hours senior pastor spent? From January to March, there was a period of suspension for pastors and Levi workers. For those, you know, who committed sin leading to death. Those who committed sin during the 1998 and 1999. Senior pastor prayed for all those sinners. All for us. And he took care of all those, you know, the burdens from us. So that's how we were able to receive that, you know, period of suspension. And there was a Easter Sunday. Senior pastor prayed for us, for our forgiveness. So we felt that we were refreshed from the burden of sin. What about the separation of spirit in May? 8 pastors, their names were mentioned. I mean, they have been praying even before that, you know, like in Pastor Dong Cho Shin, you know, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to be called for the separation of spirit. And you can remember how senior pastor prayed for those, you know, 8 people when they make the separation of spirit. Pastor Hee-sun Lee, who went to hell, right on the spot, he went to hell, and we saw her singing, and we saw, you know, her nose, runny nose. Every one of them, out of 8, for them, senior pastor prayed so desperately. But to open that spiritual realm, to have that separation of spirit, we have to remember how senior pastor had prayed. He showed example. 8 people at the same time went to different spiritual realms. Pastor Dong Cho-shin said once, you know, if I talk about only the things written in the book Heaven, well, congregation will not believe me. So please show me something that is not written in the New Jerusalem. All 8 people, they didn't say the same thing. Some pastors had, you know, their jaw dropping, you know, if they couldn't say a word. It happened last May. We had that kind of the moment of blessing. And then we heard that testimony as if we saw heaven and hell with our own eyes. After that, what did we feel? Father God, let us be in the New Jerusalem together later on. How can we forget the grace? I don't remember the grace. You know, the grace of the shepherd is not in my heart. You cannot say that if you remember that. What about July? We had group leaders' conference. It was difficult to understand the message of our spirit. So it is obvious to understand, it is difficult to understand the message of the Holy Spirit. But what happened this year? Senior pastor explained the Holy Spirit thing, but it was easy to understand. How? Because our senior pastor explained in great detail, and he prayed in advance so that we can understand. He paid for the price for the justice, and he opened the spiritual realm. So we felt that I can do it. I can come into spirit and Holy Spirit. We listened to that message with that kind of hope. Well, we were listening to his message. Nobody thought, I cannot make it. Nobody thought like that. I can do it. I can do it. I can make it. I can. Now I have. Now, if I am faithful, if I work hard, if I, you know, recover the lost image of Father God, then I can make it too. That kind of feeling we got. In August, there was summer retreat. From the first day of the summer retreat, can you remember the thick clouds? But the clouds opened up. We saw clear sky. What kind of feeling did you get? What kind of confession did you make? Father God, this is the original voice. Such a thick clouds cleared up right away after senior pastor prayed. And I can see such clear sky. Please, just like that clear sky, please cleanse sins from my heart. Let me have the spirit. We made that kind of confession after we received such inspiration. During the field games, Senior Pastor was with us. You know, there was a snake right beside Senior Pastor. But Senior Pastor waited because whole congregation didn't have time to eat snacks yet. I looked at him quite often, and I was so happy to be in that place with Senior Pastor. I spent my time like that. Every time Father God was with the signs and wonders, with dragonflies, we experienced such grace, and we received great grace through that works. There was a campfire night. Aha. I mean, while you were there, you know, I want to be in New Jerusalem with senior pastor. There was nobody who didn't think like that. You know, I tried so hard to, you know, come into Rock of Faith and Spirit. So, I will definitely will go into New Jerusalem. I love Father God. I love senior pastor. I will be there. We made that kind of confession during the campfire night. And then, there was anointing of Spirit and Holy Spirit. Many people said, it touched my heart and it gave me hope. And I have a hope that, you know, I can be anointed like that later on. I was there feeling that kind of inspiration. We had that kind of moment. Not many years ago, it was August. Now it is October. We received that kind of inspiration. Senior pastor prayed for those people. Since the energy comes out from his body, he has to suffer to recover that energy. And he said so. But he prayed so desperately for us. Such love. And then, anniversary. What did you feel while watching the celebration? Youth said, I felt like I were in New Jerusalem right now. And then we heard the praise of Archangel in heavenly language. What a special moment. You listen to that song again and again to have the feeling again. Are you going to say, I cannot remember the grace and love of the shepherd again? Well, think again. You received the grace. You received the inspiration. And you thought, I can do it. I can make it. Last March, last May, last July, last August, a couple of weeks ago, you received the grace. What matters is how much you put the grace in your heart. Father God, there was a suspension period, and I have this kind of inspiration. Through the separation spirit, I received this grace. July, August, October, I received this kind of grace. Father God, please, let me remember this grace and let me accomplish it. You can remember this grace every time when you walk, when you sleep, when you come to church, when you go home. You have to put this grace all the time in your heart. For this time, to help us have this moment, Senior Pastor prayed to Father God with everything. Many people confess like this. Father God loves me so much like this. He has endured me. They confess like this as they watch Senior Pastor. From the depths of their hearts, they confess that Father God has waited for us to become true children. We have to give our love and longing heart to Father God as we make our aroma of love deeper and stronger. 2 Peter 3:8 says, But do not let this one fact escape your notice. Beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. Our Father God has waited for us to become His true children like this. You have to remember. You have to ask yourself. You have to examine how much you remember that grace you received from Father God and from Senior Pastor like this. And you have to tell yourself that I will make it because I can do it. To come into spirit and Holy Spirit by the power of love, we should actively take after the Lord and our shepherd. You know, since I was a kid, I tried to imitate Senior Pastor, no matter what it is. So the appetite is quite similar. You know, the sashimi, the raw fish, I like it because Senior Pastor likes it. Because, you know, I imitated how, you know, he ate. When Senior Pastor said, it's good, then I said, it's good. You know, when I visit members, people do not like, you know, hot, you know, pepper. You know, some people, you know, so they give me that hot, you know, chili pepper. Of course, it is hot. It is spicy. But Senior Pastor likes it. I put it in my heart, and I said, it's good. Because Senior Pastor says so. Then later, I realized how, you know, what kind of taste it has. Since I was a kid, I have tried to imitate the way, you know, Senior Pastor does. When he prays, you know, I watched him how he prayed when we had the family service. You know, he put his hands near the belly button. So I asked him, you know, you told me to put our hands near our chest, but you put your hands near your belly button. No, when I, you know, pray so desperately, my, you know, hands go to my belly button. So there are times like this. So you have to put your hands close to your chest or your belly button. When you pray desperately, your hands will go down to your belly button. If you love someone, you naturally resemble that one, the one that you love. But many people say, since you know, it is senior pastor, he resembles Father God and the Lord. If you truly love someone, you will imitate them. If you truly love the Lord, if you truly love the shepherd, you have to imitate them. You have to follow their ways. You have to remember, you have to imitate, you have to resemble their hearts. Of course, there are many shortcomings when you compare yourself with, you know, the Lord and the shepherd. You may find many shortcomings, so you may feel ashamed. But you should be thankful. You have to remember and you have to be thankful because you are going to be a lot closer to our Lord and the shepherd after you get rid of what you discovered. Those people of spirit, those people of the whole spirit. All those people watch a senior pastor and they remember the life of our Lord and they try to resemble the heart of Father God and the Lord and the shepherd every day. We have to do the same. During the group leaders conference, we felt that we can do it. It was actually difficult to understand the message of the Holy Spirit, but it was easy to understand. So we felt that we can do it. Then we realized that, this is the heart of our Father God. This is the heart of our Lord. But after the group leaders conference, some say, well, this is enough. Well, that's not. All your heart, all your mind, all your strength should be focused on the heart of Father God and the Lord. You have to actively discover yourself and get rid of it. You should not, you know, cover your fault. You have, once you discover it, you have to reveal it until you get rid of it. You have to reflect yourself on the mirror all the time. How, you know, actively and how desperately do you try to, you know, discover yourself? Father God, I want to resemble you, but I have many shortcomings like this, but I will get rid of them. Help me. Let me pull out those roots. And I would like to resemble our Lord and Father God. Do you pray like that? You have to remember the Lord and Father God. You have to remember how you prayed. So, and you have to put it into practice every day as you remember how you prayed. Our Father God helps every congregation, every one of you, to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit and to come to New Jerusalem. Because our shepherd is praying for our members to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. So, it is very important how you discover yourself. Were you disheartened or discouraged as you discover yourself? Well, I used to, because, you know, even though I pulled them out, I found another shortcomings. But you know what? I'm happy. Because now I know, whenever I get rid of what I discover, I will come closer to our Father God to that extent. So, are you discouraged? Or are you encouraged after you discover your shortcomings? You should be thankful. You should be encouraged. 31 years ago, senior pastor already came into Holy Spirit. Of course, you fall way behind when you compare yourself with the shepherd. You will find many shortcomings. Of course, you have to find such shortcomings to change yourself. But don't be discouraged. Of course, you have to be ashamed. Of course, you have to feel guilty. But it should make it encouraged to change yourself by getting rid of what you discover. Some pray with tears. Please, Father God, let me love others more. Let me understand them more. Please, let me get rid of the past. You know, I didn't understand them better. I couldn't love them better. Some prayed like that, with tears. But you know what? In his life, he doesn't put it into practice. He still put blames on her wife. He thinks somebody made a mistake. He doesn't remember how he prayed. In your life, you have to remember how you pray. And from the depths of your heart, you try to have the heart that Father God wants you to have. And you have to remember in your life, actively, as you find your shortcomings, let's say somebody made a mistake by 70%, and you made a mistake by 30%. People of the world say, you know, someone else is wrong. Not you are wrong. But you have to think that you are wrong. Even though 70% is responsible for someone else. I see some people, even though he made a mistake by like 1%, even though he is responsible for the 1% of mistake, he regards that 1% is everything. Those people of spirit and the Holy Spirit, you know, they regard their shortcomings so big. Even though other shortcomings are so obvious, they don't care. What they care is their shortcomings and their wrongdoings. And they pray with tears until they change themselves. Even though they see 99% of wrongdoings of others, they try to discover 1% of their wrongdoings. When we made a mistake, when we were wrong 100%, senior pastor said, it is my fault because I didn't teach them right. He prayed to Father God like that, with tears. It is the heart that Father God is pleased with. Now, you know, obviously you're wrong. You cover yourself. You have to look back. For sure, the Holy Spirit tells you what has been wrong. There was a sister. She remembers her elder sister did something wrong to her. Now, a few years passed by. For those years, she had such ill feelings against her and the elder sister. But now she forgot. But while she was praying, she was inspired. She remembered the trace that she had the ill feelings against her elder sister because of the wrongdoings of her elder sister. So she repented, and she went to her elder sister, and then she said, I'm sorry. It happened a long time ago. And that elder, and then, you know, while she was praying, the Holy Spirit told her that there was a trace of that ill feeling. So you cannot love your elder sister better. So she prayed. She went to the elder sister and talked about it. And the elder sister said, I knew it. I knew you have ill feelings against me. But you know what? I was so sorry to mention it. She confessed. In your heart, you had ill feelings in your heart when you were a kid. By your mother, by your husband, by your brother, by your elder sister. Or your friend did it. You had a trace in your heart for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. What did you think? You thought someone made a mistake. I didn't do anything wrong. You know what? For 30 years, the other person has thought that I made a mistake. I did something wrong to him. His heart was hurt because of the thinking that he did something wrong to you. You didn't feel that hurt. You just remember the trace that you were hurt by that person. When Father God looks at you, who is wrong? The person who remembers the trace that was hurt by someone, or the person who did something wrong to you but repented and who feel so sorry to you? You have to look back on yourself. In my parish, there was a person who was hurt when he was a kid. To get rid of the trace, to pull out that, you know, ill feelings, he prayed with tears again and again. Because of the trace of the ill feelings, he didn't feel right. He hurt his family. He prayed with tears for long. And now, he received a note that he finally stood on the rock of faith. In your deep heart, you have to ask yourself whether you think you're wrong or the other person was wrong. My husband comes to Daniel prayer meeting and falls asleep. You have to be thankful for him because he followed you and came to Daniel prayer meeting with you. You should be rather thankful. There are even wives who are beaten by their, you know, husbands. For 30 years, there is a wife who has been beaten by, you know, her husband. She didn't register to this Manmin church. She comes to the Manmin church to listen to this message. She didn't register to this church. No, her husband, you know, comes to, you know, her husband in the bitter while she was in, you know, sleeping. But after she received senior pastor prayer, it was the week before, you know, the anniversary. She received the senior pastor prayer. Now she hasn't been bitten by her husband. So many people, we can see so many people, you know, receive, you know, answers to their problems after receiving senior pastor prayer. Now, your problems are solved. Now, are you truly thankful to Father God? If you do, then do you still have the trace left? I mean, do you really understand that if you still have the trace, do you really admit that having the trace in your heart is truly wrong in the sight of Father God? Let's say someone wrong to you by, like, a, you know, 51%. You were wrong by like 49%. Do you think you didn't do anything wrong, but others did something wrong? We received the grace in December 25th, 2010. We received the grace that we can love Father God. Before December 25th, 2010, so many people, I say so many people, the Manmin congregation, I mean, they are different now. I mean, I compare the congregation when they worship Father God before December 25th, 2010 and now. Back then, they were worried. They worried whether they could go to New Jerusalem or whether they could go to heaven. They thought New Jerusalem is the place only special people can go. But now they changed. They are now so positive to think like this, you know, they can also go to New Jerusalem. They changed. Now, every day is important. You have to examine yourself whether you resemble Father God all the more better. 3 John chapter 1, verse 3 says, "For I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth, that is, how you are walking in truth." Coming December 25th, 2013, we will become the fruit of the sacrifice and love of the shepherd. Many of you will come into Rock of Faith in spirit. What kind of heart do we have? What kind of heart should we have waiting for this day? You are so thankful to be saved. But now, you long for Rock of Faith and spirit. Thanks to sacrifice and love of the shepherd, you are changed like this. Now you wish to come into Rock of Faith or to come into spirit. You used to worry about whether I could go to hell or heaven. Examine yourself. How much you try to resemble our Lord and the Shepherd and the Father God. If you look at those people of spirit, they live their lives to become pleasure to our Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd. They live their lives to have the heart of Father God in their heart. They always confess that when, with the thanks to Father God's love, they lived their lives like that, and they came into spirit. We have to think like that. We have to try to think the love and heart of Father God all the time and resemble them, then we can come into spirit. It is very important to find and change yourself whenever you find yourself which doesn't resemble the heart of Father God. So many people are discovering what they couldn't discover before. And they try so hard with their prayers. Many people pray desperately. They make effort. But now, at this moment, ask yourself whether you truly hate untruth and try to fill your heart with the heart of Father God. Every moment, you should be desperate with this kind of heart. You shouldn't cease the effort. You have to remember the love that you received until you come into the Spirit and the Holy Spirit, until you go into deeper level of the Holy Spirit. You have to go on like this to resemble our Father God. And the senior pastor once said, it's not easy to come into spirit during the group leaders conference. Senior pastor once said that. But he prayed for those, old people. And he opened the spiritual realm for those, for the elders. He prayed to Father God. Now, even those elders, even those old people, can come into Rock of Faith and Spirit. And they can also go to New Jerusalem. And I heard so many people's testimony. You know what? Now I can, now I used to fall asleep during the worship service. Now I can hear his messages. Now I can concentrate on this message. Now I can pray with tears. Since senior pastor prayed with tears, the spiritual realm opened. Someone asked me, does Father God have different standards for each people, each one? He thought, someone seemed to pull out only a little, but he went into Rock of Faith. But other person seemed to pull out so many things, but he didn't even enter Rock of Faith. So I said, some people have big roots of ill feelings. Other people have big roots of changing of mind. So their tests are different. We can become sanctified by getting rid of every form of evil. Some people have different kind of root of evil. In your given situation, in your environment, you have to remember the love that you received and you have to work hard to get rid of it. That's the important thing. Hebrews 12:4 says, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against the sin. And 1 Corinthians 15:31 says, I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. To come into Rock of Faith, to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, you have to die daily. Whenever you find something evil or untruth that is not in accordance with the heart and the will of Father God, you have to pray with the heart that, Father God, please help me. I want to resemble your heart in love. Help me. I can do it. I still have this kind of evil, but I can do it. I want to resemble Father God, who is light and goodness. Please help me, Holy Spirit. Let me resemble you, and let me find whatever I discover. Let me get rid of it. But you shouldn't stop praying. You shouldn't just stop praying like this. You have to put it into practice. You have to remember, what if our Lord, what if our shepherd? No, he could do it because he was the senior pastor. Well, to live a life, the life of senior pastor, you have to resemble him. And you have to make the effort that he made. Because you can do it. No, he is a senior pastor, so it's easy for him. Well, if you think like this and if you don't make an effort, you cannot make it. If you think from your own perspective, you may think like this, but If you think something from the perspective of Father God, who is truth and love itself, and if you remember how long Father God has waited for you and endured you, then you can remember and you can feel ashamed of what you discover. Our Lord taught us how to pray like this, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. If you remember the grace and love that you received for free, then you should be able to understand others. When we count love that we receive from our Father God, we think, how can I receive such love from Father God? Well, you think like that. If you remember, if you think like, how can I receive this kind of love from our shepherd? You are so thankful. It is so precious. You think like this. You have to put it in your heart and you have to engrave it. Through the life of the shepherd, you now can love Father God all the more. Now you realize it is not difficult to keep the commandments. You know, it is not so narrow way. It is a way of happiness. If you think like this, it is a sure thing to do as a child of Father God. Even though you have trace of the flesh, even though you still have evil, you have to try to think from the perspective of Father God. Well, if you have a child who studies for the college entrance, you will not say, oh, it is so difficult to study. Please, you know, let's take a break. Well, you will rather encourage your child to study better. Our Father God is encouraging to work harder. 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8 says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing. We have to remember how Father God is telling us, wash your robe, get rid of sin, become a child who resembles me, and be in the glory of mine. You have to remember this kind of heart of our Father God. To have that design moment in 2013, we remember what kind of life in a senior pastor lived. Then now we remember, then we now can think, what kind of life our Lord lived for 33 years and 3 years of His ministry. The moment He took the cross, the moment He prayed for the souls, the moment He gave His everything to Father God, the moment He paid for the price, He paid the price for the justice. Until the life of our Lord and the life of our shepherd. Then we realize that our Father God also suffered together. He suffered together with the forefathers of God. He suffered together with our Lord and with our shepherd. I had this kind of inspiration while I was praying. Just the way our Lord paid for the price. Just the way our shepherd pays for the price. Our Father God is paying for the price too. To help us come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. To help us stand on the rock of faith. Our Father God is paying for the price together with me. I was inspired in my heart like this. So I made a confession. By the love, by the power of this love, I myself will pay for the price of this justice. I made this kind of confession. Father God, I love you. Thank you. I got so many things to get rid of. And I discover the things again today. But I will get rid of it to resemble you. Senior pastor resembles me. Senior pastor believes in me and trusts me. So please help me, Father. I will get rid of it. I will become cleaner and I will become better. If you pray to Father God like this and hanging on to Father God, and Father God will surely encourage you and He will give you strength. Every day, I hope that you can pray to resemble such love of Father God all the time. To come into spirit and whole spirit by the power of love, we should live a life only for others. I know you pray so hard and you work so hard to pay for the love that you receive and to resemble our Lord. But you know what? Many times, many people don't discover themselves. Even though they make mistakes, obviously, they don't realize it. Even though they are advised, they don't realize, did I have that kind of look, really? Why? Because you have lived your life thinking of your own benefit, thinking of your own position. So you cannot see yourself well. If you can step back, then you can see yourself, but you don't do it. But you know what? Those who understand the love and grace they received from Father God, they don't look at themselves from their own perspective. They try to look at themselves from Father God's perspective. Our Father God wants to save people. Psalm 103, verses 12 to 14 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgression from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He Himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. Our Father God wants to revive us. Our Father God wants to forgive us. Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah disobeyed. He ran away from the Lord. And he went on a ship. But by the will of God, he went back to Nineveh. Jonah 3, verses 1 to 3 says, now the word of God came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it the proclamation which I am going to tell you. So Jonah rose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days' walk. Now it was 3 days' walk. Now, Jonah disobeyed the word of God. You know what? The Nineveh, you know, did great harm to Israel. Jonah wanted that the city of Nineveh to be destroyed. Jonah 3 verse 4 says, then Jonah began to go through the city 1 day's walk, and he cried out and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. Father God said it will take 3 days. I mean, he should have proclaimed for 3 days, but he did it all for only 1 day. And he went up the hill and watched out what would happen to Nineveh. But you know what? City of Nineveh repented before Father God. Not only people, but the cattle they had. They repented from the depths of their hearts. And they fasted. And they cried out to Father God. And they went back from their evil way. And Father God forgave them. Jonah knew Father God well. He knew Father God would want to revive the city. But he wanted the city of Nineveh to be destroyed. So even though he was a prophet, he didn't think of the will of Father God. He thought of his will, he thought of his own will. That's why he ran away. He proclaimed only 1 day. And he watched what would happen to Nineveh. If you think from your perspective, you cannot understand others. If you receive the grace of Father God, you have to think others and you have to understand others from the perspective of others. You should get rid of yourself. You have to empty yourself. You want to do what you like? You want to do your favorite thing? You have to empty yourself. You have to stop doing that. Someone came to me. I don't stop praying. I don't cease to pray. Whenever I discover myself, I get rid of it. Now I cannot discover anything. But why don't I receive the measure of faith? While I was talking to him, I found so many shortcomings in his attitude and in his the way of his talking. Because, you know, he was interfering when other people were talking. You know, there were people that, you know, there were people who couldn't talk to me in quite often. But, you know, she was able to talk to me quite often. But he interfered, you know, what other people were talking. And he asked me many questions. He envied people. He was jealous of others. But he couldn't realize himself. He thought, you know, he got rid of everything. So what is my shortcomings? What should I find? He cannot discover his shortcomings. There are many people, after they came into spirit, after they stand on the rock of faith, they are able to discover more of themselves. If you cannot find yourself, if you cannot discover your shortcomings, you have to know that you are looking at yourself from your own perspective. If you empty yourself, you can do it by the power of God, by the power of the Shepherd. Well, after the group leaders conference, after the summer retreat, I calculated, if I make a progress 1.5% every year, well, I mean, I made that progress by the grace of Father God. I didn't do it. I was able to do it by the love of the Shepherd. But you know what? I can make a progress 15% in 10 years. For 30 years, I can make difference 45%. It will take, you know, 96.5% after 30 years. So I gave up. I cannot do it. That was my conclusion. It's not that I will not do it. I made the conclusion that it is not I that I have to do it. I have to empty myself and depend on Father God. That was my conclusion. I cannot do it, but Father God, you love our shepherd. So, remember what he did for me, and remember his sacrifice and love for me, and help me to do it. Father God said, I am so selfish, so it is not easy to make a progress by like a 0.1% or by 2%. But when I heard it, I was so thankful. I realized that it is the word of Father God. Father God, thank you. You gave me this word because you want me to empty myself and to understand others, to understand other situation, to put myself into other shoes. That's why he said that. So empty yourself. Get rid of yourself. You can do it by the help of the shepherd. That was what Father God said. Father God didn't say it was difficult. Father God said so because there was a way to make it. The way was to empty myself and to understand others. You have to find whether you truly depend on Father God because you think you are good at something. When Father God tells you to go there, then you should go there. When Father God tells you to do it, then you have to do it. But even if you do it, you think what you are good at and what you are not. And you think what you are doing from your own perspective. You have to break this wall. Otherwise, you cannot see yourself. And you cannot come closer to Father God. While Moses was in the wilderness for 40 years, he always thought of Father God. And he was thankful as he understood the heart of Father God. If he had the flesh, he might have thought, I was a prince. I was able to enjoy whatever I wanted. But he thought of Father God, and he was thankful for the breeze, cool breeze. Whenever he found a place he could take a risk, he was thankful. You know, he used to give an order, and it was done. But in that situation, when he was in the wilderness, he realized the heart of Father God, and for everything he was thankful. He humbled himself, and he was able to empty himself, and he could enlarge his heart. Numbers 12, verse 3 says, Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. For those 40 years, he enlarged his heart. He emptied himself as he understood the love and heart of Father God. He used to give orders to people, and people obeyed him. And his life wasn't comfortable. But he had to do it right now. He had to help others. He learned how to sacrifice himself. He learned how to show his love to others. In yourself, in your time, you have to find what is the will of Father God for you. You know, I used to be like this. Before. Now, what am I doing right now? Joseph was slave as a slave. He was in prison. But even in that situation, he understood others. He could understand heart of Father God. If he had even a little bit of himself, he could have said, I'm Joseph. I'm the Joseph that you saw as a slave. But you know what? He didn't have any self. He only thought about the will of Father God. So he gave a chance. He gave his brothers to repent before Father God. Because he knew what is the will of Father God for his brothers. What Father God wanted was to make his brothers repent before Father God. So he always thought about the chance, how to give that chance to his brothers. He knew it was the will of Father God. She understood this kind of will of Father God when he was under trials, when he was refined, when he was a slave, when he was in prison. You know, I used to be loved by my father. He didn't think like that. He didn't look at himself from his own perspective. He realized that he didn't love his brothers better. He realized that he didn't understand others better. Because he started to think from Father God's perspective. So when his brothers came to Egypt, and when he was with other Egyptians, he was able to understand others. He was able to put himself into others' shoes. If you empty yourself, and if you can understand others, and if you can put yourself into other shoes, then Father God will be pleased with you. Well, such men of whole spirit, we can find such people one out of a century. But now we have many people of whole spirit. And we will have more people of Holy Spirit by December 25th of this year. Thanks to sacrifice and love of the shepherd. Every one of them, they live the lives of sacrifice. They live their lives for Father God's heart and will and for others. They don't look at themselves. They always think of others first. They always think of Father God's heart first. Senior pastor already came into spirit before he started this church. And he lived his life last for 31 years. We learned from him because we witnessed it. And we have to live the way he lived his life. The pastor Woojin Chan went to Japan Crusade. And he said, he thought he was with senior pastor when he was with Pastor Hee-sun Lee. Just as he confessed, every man of Holy Spirit, when they lead prayer meetings, they try so hard to lead every one of them to come into rock of faith and spirit, just the way our shepherd wants. They always think of Father God and the Lord and the shepherd. You know your untruth in your heart. But because of your position, because of your arrogance, you cover it. Now, get rid of it. Give it up. You have to reveal it. You have to discover it. You have to discover it and get rid of it. In order to find it, you have to get rid of this selfish mind. You have to find your arrogance and get rid of it. You have to empty yourself. You have to humble yourself every day. The shepherd lived like that. People of Holy Spirit live like that. They always pray with tears. You know, people of Holy Spirit visit our members with the heart of the shepherd. We know that. But whenever they visit you, you shed tears and you are touched. So you have to resemble them too. Our prayer, you should examine whether your prayer is for Father God's kingdom and for shepherd and for the souls. Why? Because prayer of the people of Holy Spirit are like that. Even the prayer for themselves is for the kingdom of God. Examine your prayer. What do you pray for? You have to pray for others around you. Do you pray more desperately for others than for yourself? Thanks to the sacrifice of our shepherd for the last 3 years, we can have hope for December 25th of this year. Likewise, you should be able to pray for others with tears so that others can have hope because of you. Man of spirit, whole spirit, is to live your life entirely for Father God's kingdom and for the shepherd and for the souls. Don't think, you know, once I come into Holy Spirit, I will live such a life. You have to start that kind of life right away. You have to understand others. You have to understand the love of Father God and the love of the shepherd from now on. Some said like this, while I was praying, people of spirit were young, while he was praying, I received as much love as the people of spirit received from the shepherd. But they engraved such love in their hearts, but I didn't. Someone told me like this. Do you think Senior Pastor loves the people of Holy Spirit more specially? No. He loves us equally. The important thing is whether you put that love inside your heart. The people of Holy Spirit engrave their love deep in their hearts. And they try so hard to pay. They try so hard to, pay back for the grace. Father God, I want to change myself. But you don't tolerate others' mistakes and others' wrongdoings. Please examine yourself. Do not stick to your benefit. The more important thing is whether it is good for Father God's kingdom and Father's souls. Even though you may feel some discomfort when you understand others, when you put yourself in other shoes better and more, then you can make it happen. Even though others don't understand you, you have to understand them. You have to sacrifice yourself for others. When I was a parish pastor, someone came to me. Listen, I prayed with tears. And I follow senior pastor. I prayed almost every day. But you know what? I didn't love the someone who sits beside me. You know what? To follow senior pastor, I cut in line. I met her many years later. I asked her, "Where are you in your measure of faith?" And she said, "I have 40% of the third level." She is faithful. She must be close to spirit. She doesn't stop praying. She enjoys praying. But you know what? She doesn't care for her brothers or sisters or her neighbors. So I explained to her like that. You know what? I received a word from Father God. So please change yourself. Well, change yourself too. To go to New Jerusalem. To change yourself, you pray with tears. Just like that, to that much, you should be able to pray for others too. You respect others. But you know what? You rejoice only when others acknowledged you or recognized you. You sacrificed for others, but others didn't like it. Even on that moment, you should be thankful. You should understand others. I did what I had to do, well, good, but you should not boast of yourself. You have to empty yourself. With the heart of God, you have to consider others. There are many people who put the love of Father God in their heart. And there are people who pray so fervently. But you can find, though, there are people who don't think of others. Let me conclude this message. You should be able to give what others like. You know, well, I like chocolate, so I would like to give chocolate to that man. You know, even though that man does not like chocolate. That's not love. Father God is so pleased when souls accept the Lord and become children of God. But you know what? Father God does not stop there. Father God is more pleased when their faith grows up, when their love grows up, and when they can understand love of Father God better. Now, on Mother's Day, on Father's Day, we put carnation on our mothers or fathers in the chest, right? We used to make, you know, those carnation flower from paper. Now, you grew up. You're like in 20s or 30s. Now you earn money. But you know what? You don't put the real flower on your mother's chest, but you still make, you know, flower from paper. Then there is something wrong. As you grow up, the expression of love for Father God should also be better. You should be able to become strength to our Father God, since you receive such great love from Father God. The sacrifice of the shepherd and love has become greater, and we receive such love. And through his love, we realized, we understood the love of Father God. Our love should be bigger and deeper. When we watch the power of the shepherd, the manifestation of Father God's work, we should be thankful. Senior pastor is praying in the mountain. Even though he is not is with us, we should be more thankful. Why? Because he is praying for us to increase our faith while he is, because he is paying for the justice. You know, I am pleased when senior pastor is with me, but when he is away, you know, I couldn't rejoice. You should be able to rejoice more when senior pastor is not around. You should be able to think of others more when they are not around you. Father God doesn't say that this number of people will go to New Jerusalem. Father God didn't say so. Father God said, everyone who comes into this boundary will go to New Jerusalem. You have to remember this. You have to remember every moment that our shepherd is paying for the justice. Remembering that heart and love of Father God, you have to think of others. We should engrave the love and grace in our hearts all the time. And we have to pray, we have to sing praises, we have to give worship services, remembering this love and grace in our heart. Well, you can do it one day, but you cannot the other day. Well, you have to try to make it a habit to remember this grace and love every time, every moment. Let's say you shed tears while you were, you know, thinking of the love of the shepherd. But the next day, you couldn't do it. Well, you should be able to do it every day. You have to try. Second, we should try to take after the Lord and our shepherd actively. To do it, we have to circumcise our heart. We shouldn't do it discouraged. We should do it with the heart of paying for the grace that we receive from Father God and the Lord. And we have to live a life only for others. Our Lord lives his life for Father God and for the souls. So does our shepherd. Our prophets, forefathers, they didn't their lives for themselves. The people of Holy Spirit, they live their lives to become strength to Father God, and to the Lord, and to the shepherd. Even though they are short of time to sleep, they think of our shepherd and Father God and the Lord, they cry. You know, I'm not a man of spirit, so I'm fine. Don't say it like that. You, senior pastor, feel sorry not being able to give you more. Our Lord is praying. It's like that too. We should live such a life just the way our Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd does. Let's think of the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, please lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN and through satellites on the internet, in branch churches all around the world, and in local sanctuaries. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, and nerves, and tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria, all contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of stomach, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart disease, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened, get up, walk, leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, let the deaf come to hear, let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let there be no scar left, Father. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells regenerate. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and the forces of darkness, go away, and their servants, go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false and deceiving spirit, separating spirit, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bones of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and the power to cast off sin and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them passion and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Father, whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answer from God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.